This edition of Election Corner, we focus on the physically incapacitated and blind elector. 1. The physically incapacitated. An elector who is incapacitated from voting by any physical cause other than blindness may 1. Request the presiding officer to mark his or her ballot paper on his or her behalf. 2. Apply to the presiding officer to be allowed to vote with the assistance of the person by whom he or she is accompanied, the companion. In both cases, the presiding officer will require the elector to take an oath. However, in the latter case, the incapacitated elector will be required to take an oath and the companion to make a declaration. A person is qualified to assist a physically incapacitated elector if that person is one who is entitled to vote as an elector at the election or is the father, mother, brother, sister, husband, wife, son, or daughter of the physically incapacitated elector who has attained the age of 18 years. The blind elector. 1. The presiding officer will either deal with the blind elector in the same manner as otherwise of the physically incapacitated elector, or at the request of the blind elector who has taken the oath and is accompanied by a friend who is an elector in the same polling district, permit such friend to accompany the blind into the voting booth and mark the elector's ballot. 2. If the elector so requests, the presiding officer will accompany them into the voting booth and that friend will mark the ballot paper in the presence of the presiding officer. Take note, no person will be allowed to act as the friend of more than one blind elector at any election. This has been another edition of Election Corner, where we focused on the physically incapacitated and blind elector. Listen for another edition of Election Corner.